I'm Holly Richardson.
My name is Greg Skordas. Listen for the new Inside Sources.
One of the things that people don't realize about Utah politics, at the state legislative level, there's a lot of camaraderie and a lot of working together for the good of Utah. Inside Sources, weekdays from 9 to noon.
This is a show that a person could listen and learn something every day and say, you know what? I didn't know that this morning at 9, but I know it now. Inside Sources.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the Real Estate Show. Thank you for listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehi and Orem. So what's going on?
Jeff, it is all parade of homes at Osmond Designs right now. In fact, today is the very first day that we are allowed to sell tickets. So it is your lucky day if you are anywhere near an Orem or a Lehi Osmond Design store. Please come in. We are authorized to sell all of the tickets for $3 off per ticket. So if you're buying multiple tickets, that adds up quite a bit. The tickets are $25 each. So you will be able to buy them for $22. Plus, you receive a free lanyard and you receive a free bag. And then the magazines will also be free, even though they are not out yet. So come check out Osmond Designs on today's show. Please stay tuned because we will be giving away some free tickets as well. And we're excited about that. However, today we're diving into the world of credit unions with one of Utah's most influential financial institutions, Mountain America Credit Union. So happy to have you back again. Over the next four segments, we'll explore their origin story, how they support local businesses through commercial and SBA lending, the strategies that they use to stay connected with the members, and also trends that we're seeing in Utah and all across the United States. Welcome to the show, you guys.
It's awesome. Good to be here. We're excited. And I'm going to be swinging by your Lehi office to grab some of those tickets.
Definitely. We have Steve Wright and Dale Fisher on the show.
Thank you. I'm happy to be with you today. Thank you so much for letting us participate in this.
This is so much fun. Okay, give me a little brief history of Mountain America Credit Union and how it became what it is today.
Yeah, you bet. You know, the credit union, actually, we're coming up on almost 90 years. In the 1930s, there was a credit union that was the Salt Lake Telephone Operators Credit Union. I think there was something like that. And that was our original credit union. And then it later changed its name. And then over the years, eventually we became Mountain America Credit Union. And through other acquisitions and mergers, we are what we are today. And that is a $20 billion credit union, the eighth largest in the country with over 1 million members and over 105 branches and growing.
Wow. Incredible. How did you become involved with Mountain America Credit Union individually?
Well, you know, for me personally, it's interesting. I've only been with the credit union for about a year and a half. But when I was interviewed, they said, well, you don't have any experience in credit unions. And I said, well, I beg to differ. I've been a member of a credit union for over 35 years. So I was a member of a credit union because of a bad experience I had with another financial institution. And I'm not going to mention them. But I had a friend that told me about this credit union, and he said, you ought to check it out. And I was a little bit naive back then, and I said, well, I don't want to join a union. And he said, no, that's a little bit different than that. And so I became and I joined a credit union back then and have been an advocate for them ever since then. And now I work for one and I couldn't be happier. Great, great organization.
And you're heading up the PR team. Is that correct over there?
Yes. So I manage a team of public relations and community engagement professionals, and we cover our multi-state region. And we work with media, which is one of the reasons we're here with you, Heather and Jeff. And we also do community engagement and we work with chambers of commerce. It's a great team and we love connecting with our community.
So if you have been anywhere on I-15, you've probably seen Mountain America Credit Union along the Wasatch Front. And specifically, I see you on the Hale Center Theater right there in Sandy. And that theater is incredible, and you are a proud sponsor of that, which I think is very, very cool. Okay, that was Steve Wright, head of PR team at Mountain America Credit Union. Next up, we have Dale Fisher. He does a lot of the SBA and commercial lending. Is that correct?
Almost. I'm in the commercial real estate department, so I don't do specifically myself the SBA loans. That's a specialty that we focus on with loan officers that handle just that. My department is commercial real estate. We do loans on all nature of commercial real estate buildings, multifamily housing, industrial, office buildings, medical office, retail locations, and some other specialty properties like those.
How is interest rates affecting all of the commercial lending right now going on?
So interest rates, as you know, we're in a high rate environment compared to what we had a few years ago, which were unbelievably low. And so obviously when you raise the interest rate, the payment, required payments go up with that. And so that makes it a little harder for people to qualify. There's a lot of discussion about that in the mortgage industry. The home mortgage industry is struggling with that. That also flows over to the commercial real estate realm, where it's harder to get properties. And I say properties because that's our primary source of repayment. It's harder to get them to cash flow to qualify for the loans.
What kind of commercial lending do you do specifically?
So we are specifically real estate in my department. In the SBA department, it's a little more broad. It includes business acquisition loans and equipment loans and lines of credit. In my department, we're more focused on real estate for investment purposes or owner-occupied. And so we're very focused, again, like I mentioned, on the real estate side all those different kinds of properties that I mentioned.
What's the difference between consumer real estate loans and commercial real estate loans?
Boy, that's a great question, because the application process is different. On the consumer mortgage side, if you're buying a single family home or 1 to 4 units on a rental unit, the application process is considered a mortgage loan. And that repayment is focused more on personal income and capacity, whereas in the commercial realm, we're looking more at either the business capacity to repay or the investment property itself. How much cash flow does that property generate, and is that sufficient to make the payments with some cushion?
Okay, let's talk about SBA lending right now. I am a business owner. I could not have started Osmond Designs without an SBA loan. Tell me a little bit about that.
The main advantage of an SBA loan is that the government provides to the lender, to Mountain America, a partial guarantee. And that makes it possible for us to reach out and do some loans that otherwise might not be acceptable. And it also helps the borrower in the sense that they have a lower down payment, sometimes as little as 10% of the property purchase price, and also a little bit better terms on length of repayment, length of the loan. And so that helps businesses who might not qualify for what we would call a conventional loan through my department to qualify and be able to make a purchase of the real estate that they need to run their business.
For sure.
And Heather, Mountain America is the top SBA lender in Utah and in the United States. And specifically, there's a certain type of a loan that we are the largest for all credit unions in the United States and for Utah. In fact, one of our SBA member recipients was voted the top small business for Utah, for our district, for SBA. It's Sir Walter Candy, I think is what it's called. Anyhow, so that's kind of an exciting thing for us. And the other thing that I wanted to make sure and highlight is that even though Dale is part of CRE or commercial real estate, commercial real estate and SBA. They're two separate divisions, but they're in under the same umbrella. So they work very closely together. So even though Dale might not do SBA lending, if he has somebody who needs an SBA loan, he is able to get that person the right individual and then work with them.
Excellent. And Utah is known for entrepreneurs. I think we probably have more entrepreneurs per capita than any other state in the country. We are innovative. We are out there. We have great ideas, and we're courageous enough to go get an SBA loan and start our business. There are always questions about, should I rent? Should I buy? My opinion is 90% of all millionaires made their money in real estate. So I'm always an advocate of purchasing your property and running your business out of that. And that is a great reason why you should call Mountain America Credit Union to see if that is a good fit for you. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond here with Jeff Kaplan. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I'm Holly Richardson.
My name is Greg Scordis. Listen for the new Inside Sources.
One of the things that people don't realize about Utah politics, at the state legislative level, there's a lot of camaraderie and a lot of working together for the good of Utah.
Inside Sources, weekdays from 9 to noon.
This is a show that a person could listen and learn something every day and say, you know what, I didn't know that this morning at 9, but I know it now. Inside Sources.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
Now at Verizon, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's our best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, we got you. Visit your local Salt Lake City Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. We're glad you're listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehi and Orem, and it's Parade of Homes time.
It sure is, and it is so much fun. It's almost like the Super Bowl for us at Osmond Designs. We love the Parade of Homes all across the Wasatch Front, not only is there the St. George, there's the Utah Valley, there's Salt Lake, then we go to Park City, then we go to Northern Wasatch, and it just keeps going all summer long. So that's very, very exciting. And of course, owning a home is the American dream. And here in Utah, homes are very, very important to Utah families. I think we have more kids, probably animals and dogs and cats and all the good things, than any other state in the country. And we have very large homes in comparison to other states. And the prices are very affordable. At least that's what all of the out-of-towners say when they come in, which is always very, very good. Today, we have Mountain America Credit Union back on the show with us. We have Steve Wright. He is part of the PR team, or heads up the PR team, I should say, and Dale Fisher, who is very involved with their commercial and SBA lending programs there at Mountain America Credit Union. And when you're thinking of remodeling or building a home, you need money. It's always one of those hot topics. Affordable housing is another hot topic here in Utah and how we are navigating all of that. What makes Mountain America Credit Union different than other financial institutions in the state of Utah?
I think one of the key things is our focus on the member. Our motto is that we place the members first. And so we're looking to preserve their interests and help them in their personal needs. Our vision is to help members define and achieve their financial dreams. And so for every person, that's a little bit different. And some people have struggles financially, and some are doing really well. But the key is to give each one individual and personalized attention and address their situation, which could be different from anybody else's.
How has the mission of the credit union stayed the same, or how has it changed as it has grown? You are one of the largest institutions in the entire state.
You know, I don't know that it really has changed. It has always been, and this is the great thing about credit unions, is we're owned by our members. Our dividends go to our members. Our great rates go to our members. And I don't think that's changed from way back when credit unions were originally created. In fact, this is interesting. I do media analytics all the time on how we're coming across in the media, and I do word cloud on a monthly basis to see what is it that is always coming out from our messaging out there. And it is always right dead center in that word cloud is the word members. From our CEO to our frontline employees, our focus is always on the members, and that has always been, you know, the focus that we have. We're not beholden to shareholders and to private entities. We're beholden to our members, and that is what makes credit unions so impactful and important for the community.
Can you share a success story with our KSL friends?
Yeah, I'll speak a little more generally because there's many. So we have a lot of people who are trying to get involved in real estate investing, moving maybe from a single family residential rental that they might have to try to build up to a larger apartment complex, or maybe get into a retail strip center, or maybe even just a little office condo that they can rent out. And so we work with these people individually, and check their situation and try to help them. There's been many that we've helped to get in for their first investment in a little office condo that they can rent out to maybe two or three small businesses, or an office warehouse, buy a unit to start with, and then maybe build up from there into additional units and expand.
So I wanted to maybe talk about an SBA success story that we had. There's a dance studio. It's called Artistic Endeavors Dance Studio, and it's I think it's up in kind of City Creek Holiday area. The owner, Kim Luke, was wanting to open up this dance studio. She had a history, and her father is from the area, and she came to Mountain America. We were able to help her get this SBA loan to build her dance studio. And now she has this thriving business, just an amazing place. She does amazing work with kids and with teenagers. She even has a scholarship program for kids to become part of her dance studio who can't afford it, but whose families are impacted by cancer. And it's just an example of, she couldn't go to another financial institution and get that, but she was able to work with our SBA team and get the funding that she needed to build that studio.
That's incredible. I love that you invest in our community, in local business. I think that is so, so important. Is now a good time to invest in commercial real estate, in both of your opinion?
It's always a good time to invest in commercial real estate. However, not every buy is a good buy. And so it's important when somebody is looking at commercial real estate to study the market, to understand the type of property they're looking at, to understand what type of tenants they might have, and then take that all relative with the economic environment as well. So real estate has always been a very good type of investment, but you have to be wise about it and make good decisions as you get into it.
Absolutely. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores, here with my host, Jeff Kaplan. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I'm Holly Richardson.
My name is Greg Skordis. Listen for the new Inside Sources.
One of the things that people don't realize about Utah politics, at the state legislative level, there's a lot of camaraderie and a lot of working together for the good of Utah.
Inside Sources, weekdays from 9 to noon.
This is a show that a person could listen and learn something every day and say, you know what, I didn't know that this morning at 9, but I know it now. Inside Sources.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
Now at Verizon, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's our best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, we got you. Visit your local Salt Lake City Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
The murder of two men forces their families to wrestle with impossible questions. Who is forgiveness for? Does everyone deserve a second chance? Follow season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show, and we're glad you're listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehi and Orem.
Yes, they are. And the reason I have Osmond Designs is because of an SBA loan. So let's just talk about that for a little minute. We have Mountain America Credit Union on the show with us today. And I love that you invest in the community. I personally own my own home. I also own some real estate investment properties, some shopping centers, and some single family homes, as well as my two store locations. And it's because of credit unions and banks in the area that have helped me to be who I want to be and have the portfolio that I have. Today we have Steve Wright. He is head of the PR team, and Dale Fisher, who is the senior commercial real estate loan officer of Mountain America Credit Union. And you are definitely two experts in the state of Utah. And we are so happy to have you here and get your ideas and opinions on some of the things going on here in Utah, but also nationally. Question number one, what are some of the most important trends you're seeing in the credit union space right now?
You know, probably the most significant, and I'm glad you asked that question, Heather, because this really is an issue for credit union members and for credit unions throughout the country. And there are millions and millions of credit union members throughout the country. We have a large number of credit unions in Utah. Right now, before Congress, there is a consideration to tax credit unions, to take away our nonprofit status. And that's significant. Credit unions have had that nonprofit status since the beginning. And part of the reason is because our focus is on members. It's serving the underserved. And so we have been asking our members, and throughout the country, there's a big push for credit union members to reach out to their congressional delegates and representatives and to tell them, don't tax my credit union. Don't tax me.
What do they exactly want to tax? Because if you're a nonprofit, there's no profit to tax. So what are they talking about changing?
Well, it would take away our nonprofit status, Jeff. And the issue there is that then they could tax. We would have to become for profit, and then they would tax, the revenues that we make over and above our operating, and that's significant because the way credit unions are designed is that, as I mentioned earlier, our focus is always on members. It's on giving members the best rates, and when we have dividends because of good years, they go back to the members. And there is a strong lobby that's trying to get Congress to do this, and I won't mention what they are or who they are, but I think it might be obvious. So it really is an issue for members of credit unions, and so that is probably the biggest issue that credit unions are facing right now.
Is it a serious issue on Capitol Hill, like this is imminent, it could really happen?
It is being considered, and so that's why there's such a big push for our members and members throughout the country to reach out to their congressional delegates and to tell them, hey, don't tax our credit unions. That impacts us, and it will change the way credit unions operate.
I think one of the important things to note is a misperception that credit unions pay zero taxes on anything. we are required to pay property taxes. And also that I know that when we spend money, we're not required to pay things like sales tax or hotel tax or gas tax when I buy gas for company use or something like that. We're not required to pay the taxes, but to go through all the paperwork to eliminate those taxes is just totally cumbersome. So we do end up paying a number of other taxes. And so, again, I say that perception of no taxation just isn't correct.
And the primary benefit is you can offer lower loan rates, higher interest rates on, I call them bank account. What do I call it?
It's an account.
Savings.
Yeah, it's a savings account. We have money market accounts. And it goes back to, it's a tax on our members. And we, especially Mountain America, we are very focused on making sure that we are serving those underserved populations. And so that tax would change that.
Now, I have to mention that before we began speaking on the air, you had explained to me the word bank is a four-letter word to people in credit unions, and there I am saying bank account. I just didn't want to get in trouble.
Look, I have a lot of friends in the banking industry, and they have their place, but so do credit unions, and so it's important that we maintain our nonprofit.
For sure. Are there any trends or member behaviors that are unique specifically to Utah? This is a unique place.
Yeah, I will say that it's interesting. There are a lot of credit unions here, and it is, I would say that our members are very active and very engaged. We have a population that understands the value of a credit union, and so our goal is to have over 100,000 of our members reach out and let our congressional folks know that they want to keep our nonprofit status. The population of Utah, I think we have over 140 credit unions in the state, and two of the biggest in the country are located in Utah and based in Utah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I would add that on credit unions, the perception is that they're strictly a consumer bank or a consumer oriented operation. And we are all getting more involved in the commercial lending. As Steve mentioned earlier, Mountain America is a leading SBA lender in the nation and also in the state. And on the commercial real estate realm, in our portfolio, we have more commercial real estate loans than any other credit union in the country, even though we're not one of the largest. And to me, that says we are reaching out to more members and helping them obtain the properties or refinance the properties that they have.
Yeah, in fact, I think this might be what you were talking about, Dell. We are the number one credit union in the country for business deposits.
Yeah, you mentioned deposits. My mention was on commercial real estate loans.
So commercial real estate loans and business deposits. We have more business deposits than Navy Federal Credit Union, which is the largest credit union in the country. So we do have a huge focus in that business commercial sector, which is pretty unique for credit unions.
That's incredible.
I know that you have a huge community focus because I work in a newsroom in Salt Lake City, and we see your public relations releases, which seem to come out every day, and you're doing something else deep in the community, whether it's helping underprivileged children or scholarships or sponsoring a sports league. I see this every day. So you're deeply involved in the community. And I have to ask, what's ahead? We're at sort of an inflection point with the economy. Your members and everybody else in Utah seems to be worried about where we're heading next. At Mountain America, what are you seeing?
It's difficult to know what direction the economy is going. The stock market recently has been in a lot of fluctuation, as well as been mortgage rates. And it's a little hard to predict because of the many things that are changing right now. There's not a consistent path. The common belief is that long-term interest rates will decrease over time, as will short-term interest rates. That helps both businesses in their borrowing needs and individuals. And so we're hoping and anticipating that there'd be some improvement in the economy. And of course, the Federal Reserve has been very focused on lowering inflation and focusing on that, as well as maintain a certain level of unemployment. So there's a lot of focus and attention to improving the nature of the economy, which by itself has been quite resilient and quite strong. But again, it's hard to know what direction things are headed.
You know, at this point, it's like unemployment is low. Inflation appears to be in check. The fears are about what hasn't happened yet. Would you agree?
Yeah, interesting that you bring that up. We have a chief investment officer, Jeremy Blair, who has written a couple of contributed articles. You can find them on macu.com under our newsroom, where he talks about, you know, what is going on with the economy, and that the most important thing you can do is not panic, and because people make dumb decisions when they panic. And as our CEO has in some of our leadership meetings talked about what's going on in the economy, his focus is always on our members. And he talks about, our members are feeling this. This is what we're seeing from the data. And we just need to be keenly aware of what's going on and how we can best help our members. Because, you know, it is a big question mark. It's a big question mark for me, for my family. And it's really, don't panic. Take time, make wise decisions, and just don't overreact.
For sure. So I am of the opinion of it's always a good time to invest in real estate, regardless of what is going on in the economy, because there's always a great deal to be had. And part of that is just researching that and making sure it is a good fit. I recently did a real estate transaction with Mountain America Credit Union, and you are fantastic to work with. Are there any specific trending industries or businesses that you tend to support the most here in Utah?
I think that there's not a specific focus, because there's so many different types of businesses and industries. So we are looking at supporting businesses of all different natures. There's so much going on in Utah, in our valley, and also outside of Utah. We look at supporting everything that we can.
A big thank you to our guests today, Steve Wright, PR team, and Dale Fisher, SBA and commercial senior real estate loan officer at Mountain America Credit Union. Stay tuned. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. We'll be right back.
I'm Holly Richardson.
My name is Greg Skordis. Listen for the new Inside Sources.
One of the things that people don't realize about Utah politics, at the state legislative level, there's a lot of camaraderie and a lot of working together for the good of Utah.
Inside Sources, weekdays from 9 to noon.
This is a show that a person could listen and learn something every day and say, you know what? I didn't know that this morning at 9, but I know it now. Inside Sources.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
Now at Verizon, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's our best price ever on unlimited welcome, with autopay plus taxes and fees, guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, we got you. Visit your local Salt Lake City Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits apply over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind, until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. We're glad you're listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem.
Yes, they are. And it is your lucky day. Today, at the top of the hour, we mentioned that we will be giving away Parade of Homes tickets. And so we are going to start the top of this with giving those away. If you are anywhere near the Orem or Lehigh store right now, please stop in. Right now, you are the first person that gets there will be the winner of two Parade of Homes tickets. Valued at $50, plus you get a free bag and free lanyard. So it's your lucky day. Do not crash a car. Just pull over safely and come in and mention that you heard this promo on the KSL Real Estate Show. And I hope you are the first person to grab those. Today, we have been so blessed to have Steve Wright, who is in charge of the PR team, and Dale Fisher, who is the Senior Commercial Real Estate Loan Officer for Mountain America Credit Union, one of the largest credit unions in the entire state of Utah. You are both experts in this field. We are so grateful to have you, and it has been a pleasure to have you on the show with us today, and your advice and your input and knowledge and experience is so valuable. So here's a question for you. Are you seeing a shift in what younger members are looking for in a financial institution? In Utah, we have so many young people, probably more than any others in the state. How is that affecting Mountain America Credit Union and lending needs?
You know, young people want the mobile apps. They want digital banking. They want it easy. They want to be able to just do it with this thing in their hand. And Mountain America is doing a great job of staying on top of that and really continuing to innovate and make sure that our mobile tools are easy to use and that it's easy for anybody, but especially that younger population to bank that way, you know, to work with their financial institution. That's the way they do it. Having said that, Mountain America continues to build branches where we see a lot of other financial institution closing branches. But our CEO has said, in our branches are where we change our members' lives. That's where they come in. They can sit down and show their complete financial situation to one of our advisors, and then they can get recommendations. I have a nephew who joined Mountain America Credit Union at my encouraging, and he called me up and said, Uncle Steve, you don't know how happy you just made my wife. And I said, what happened? And he said, I went in, they consolidated my loans, we're saving $500 to $600 a month in payments, and that was just took some pressure off of them. And wow. And we do that consistently. And so that is, in my opinion, one of the great things. In fact, in Arizona, from this year to next year and the following year, we will have doubled our number of branches in Arizona, and we're continuing to build more branches here. So it's a great thing, but we are still focused on those young people.
And it is so convenient to use those mobile apps. I will tell you, in the beginning, I was a little nervous about transferring large sums of money over an app. But, you know, if you're a mom or dad or grandma or grandpa listening to the show today, ask one of your kids or your grandkids. They'll get you set up. It's really, really easy. And it actually is pretty slick. It's amazing how great that is.
The technology is wonderful, but the nice thing about the branches is if you ever need to have a face-to-face discussion with somebody, you can do that. And the branch people are wonderful. They're very positive and helpful, and sometimes that need is there, and so they are there for that purpose.
Where are your locations right now, and how many do you have across the Wasatch Front?
I would say in the Wasatch Front, we're probably 60 branches. We have, like I said, we have over 105 branches, and the majority of them are in Utah. We have 15 branches, 16 branches in Idaho. We'll be growing to 18 branches in Arizona. We also have branches in Nevada and Montana, but by far the majority of the branches are here in Wasatch Front area.
A big thank you to our guests from Mountain America Credit Union for joining us today, Steve Wright and Dale Fisher. Thank you for sharing your knowledge and experience. If you'd like to learn more about their services or explore your lending options, please visit macu.com. And as always, thank you for tuning into the KSL Real Estate Show, where we keep you informed, empowered, and connected to Utah's real estate and financial landscape. See you next time. Thank you.
I'm Holly Richardson.
My name is Greg Skordis. Listen for the new Inside Sources.
One of the things that people don't realize about Utah politics, at the state legislative level, there's a lot of camaraderie and a lot of working together for the good of Utah.
Inside Sources, weekdays from 9 to noon.
This is a show that a person could listen and learn something every day and say, you know what, I didn't know that this morning at 9, but I know it now. Inside Sources.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on KSL News Radio.